due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You need to stand on your own two feet instead of leaning on this guy.
First of all, how dare you?
How dare I?
Yes, I am going to chop your hillbilly butt all the way back to Texas.
Now, you may think you are, but you're not a victim. You're a victimizer, and you're using him to cheat everybody to get your way to the top. You're better than that. You don't need him. Quit cheating every time you get in the ring and letting this guy corrupt you, stifle you, and drag you down.
George, the Animal Steel here, the Pain Clinic. Look at your dial. Remember the numbers. Don't be stupid. Come back. Bye-bye.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 16th. Real quick, just a couple holidays today. It is National Eggs Benedict Day. Sorry. National Librarian Day. If you know a librarian, go up and give her a kiss, or maybe, you know, a little attaboy, you know, and or attagirl, I guess, you know, either one. And a National Stress Awareness Day. You may have just caused problems by doing either of those things, so you'll celebrate your day with National Stress. Welcome to the show. Real quick, before we get into the introductions of the cast and crew, birthdays today. Excuse me. Sorry. Former WWE superstar Vicky Guerrero is 48. Did I give her age? Oops, sorry.
Oopsie.
Excuse me. And former WWE tag champ and cruiserweight champ Paul London is 36 today. And Danger Boy, you met Paul London.
Yes. I've met Paul London a couple times on ROH shows and whatnot.
Yeah, very
he
cool
asked me
guy.
If I was selling health insurance.
What, were you in a tie or something?
No. I was trying to get him to sign the piece of table Raven went through, and I said I was with the Pain Clinic and asked for an ID, and he goes, is that health insurance? Because I need some of that.
I don't know.
I don't think he was with it.
Probably not, but... Also, it's his birthday. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us May 1st for WWE's Payback at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us for all the fun. That's May 1st, WWE's Payback, Salvatore's the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. And if you like UFC, April 23rd, 1 week from today, UFC 197 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. We'll be there for the John Jones versus Ovin St. Preux fight, main event, light heavyweight title, interim, we'll say, hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's April 23rd. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 197. You got a special message there, Danger Boy. I know I was going to have you hold off later, but why don't you tell us about that?
Flower City Comic Con is April 23rd and 24th at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. Joining us that weekend are Walter Jones, who is Black the Zack Ranger, and Karen Ashley, who played the Yellow Ranger, Aisha, Gigi Edgley, who played Chiana on Farscape, amongst other TV appearances, WWE legend George the Animal Steel, voice actor Jim Cummings, who you might remember as Darkwing Duck, and many more. There will be gaming, a Starship simulator, free zombie makeovers, lots of vendors selling things from comics to memorabilia, photo ops with Kit from Knight Rider and the TARDIS, panels on topics like cosplay, CW Supernatural, Doctor Who, and more. That's Saturday, April 23rd, 10 to 7, and Sunday, April 24th, 11 to 5. Go to fc3rock.com for more details. We will see you there.
And there's a chance later on the show you may win a pair of tickets to go there, so just keep listening. Very cool. You wrote that very well. I wrote it terrible. So it sound, you came out of your mouth pretty good. I know. I like that. One other quick plug. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. And just imagine I'm pointing at you through the radio. Like, you know, like Uncle Sam. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of the few, one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Some news. I'm just going to start off the show with, you guys, we're going to have George that, you can meet George Animal Steel next Friday night from 5 to 7 at Salvatore's at the garage door. He'll be there signing autographs. So he's going to come into town on Friday. You want to go meet him on Friday at Salvatore's at the garage door out at 149 East Ridge Road, 5 till 7. George the Animal Steel will be signing autographs, which is pretty cool. I mean, he's a WWE Hall of Famer. We all have great memories of him. I'm scared to death of him.
Yeah, he's. I hope he doesn't have the green tongue still.
Yeah,
I hope it's not contagious.
We're gonna go into the origins of that when he comes in the studio next week, as well as not only is he going to be at the Comic Con at the Flower City Comic Con all next weekend, he's also going to be doing a little question and answer segment, and I may be helping out with that. So I probably am. I think I committed to it already. So, you know, whether I like it or not, they're going to drag me in there and we're going to talk with Jordan. If you want, you know, if you come to the Comic Con, you want to have questions that you don't get a chance answered during when he's on the show next week, or if he's at, here at Salvatore's and you're there, come on and sit down in the panel room, because there's never enough panel. Is that what it is? Panel?
Yeah.
There's never enough panel.
Never enough panel.
So there's lots of panel going on there too next weekend with all sorts of gaming and all sorts of stuff. So cannot wait for that. So he'll be at, I'll say it a couple times more before the end of the show. He'll be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastwood Road, 5 to 7 p.m. next Friday, April 22nd. You want to go get, you know, think about it. You're on your way home from work. You want to grab a slice of pizza or maybe a pizza for the family. And there's George Animal Steel. You know, it's like, hey, pretty cool. So I think it's, you know, two great things that go great together. You know, like Reese's peanut butter cups, you know, the peanut butter and the chocolate. But hey, welcome to the show. I'm just rambling on. Starting, I want to introduce the cast and crew. So I am the cash man, Richie Rich. Been here since 1998. I have a freshness date that's coming up soon. But we are here with the boy who grew up in the show and manning the Twitter, as well as, are you manning the phone thing too?
This thing is so slow, I just got Twitter to open up.
Okay, it's Danger Boy. And I can do the zip whip here too. And joining us, because everybody else is in the hot tub of love, experiencing lots of fun cleaning it, we have Scott B from Henrietta.
Yes,
you are Scott B.
I am.
Now, the quality dude comes in with a Punisher shirt on. Can't beat that.
Didn't bring donuts though.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not Danny.
If you had told me to bring donuts, I would have brought donuts. My house is right next to a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, really? Do you think you can get back here before the show's end? No.
No,
I'm just throwing it out there. I want to put it out here. 222-1280 is the number. *1280 if you want to call us. Or if you are shy, we can read your texts at that number. 222-1280. If you're outside the area code, put a 585 in there. But I want to thank you all for listening. And thank you, Scott, for coming up, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime. It's fun to come up. And, you know, it's fun to call in, but it's even funner to come up.
Scott, and you're sitting in Mark's seat. You know that.
I'm just going Mark, it's mine now. I'm not giving it back.
Uh-oh. And he's marking it, too. You know what I mean, huh?
Oh. Unfortunately, I'm in the same room. Yeah, so yes.
Don't mind me.
Well, welcome to the... we already got a message from Rashawn, our buddy. Vaudevillian's themes need to be added to the intro. To the intro of the show. Yeah, you know, I've got it here someplace. Maybe we'll hear the Vaudevillian's in a little bit.
Now, do we want the evil part after the break, or do we want the good part?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we want faces or heels?
Yeah,
I prefer the heel one.
You like the heel one?
Are we sure they're heels right now?
Right now, they're nothing.
They're nothing, because it just seems that it's very flat when they come out. Every time you watch them, you've got the piped-in audio because it's on SmackDown.
Well, and plus the introduction, the guy doing the introduction. People aren't sure what to expect. He's like a barker for a carnival. That's what he's doing. If you don't know that, that's old school. They're like, you know, I mean, and of course they'll lose anybody under the age of 15.
Yeah, this is one of those acts where I think, unfortunately, it's not going to transfer as well from the NXT crowd, which is an older crowd that appreciates wrestling.
Unless
more.
They come out with those giant barbells with the big balls on
that'd
the
be
end,
great.
And they start doing like and
or on each other's shoulders yeah, riding a unicycle.
Yeah,
that
you know,
would be fun.
Yeah, so I like them. They're great athletes, and I enjoy the bit with that. I mean, I like the
they're quite manly.
They are, and they got those nice mustaches. But Rashawn, I don't know if we can add that to our intro because we might lose everybody then over the or under the age of 20. So, but good suggestion. You can text us at that number 222-1280.
You know what's really sad? Are those people under 20? Are almost as old as the show, or
yeah,
younger.
That's right. We're 1998. We started November 14th, 1998.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've been calling in since 2002.
Okay. Wow.
That was, yeah, because I called in when I worked a Saturday job. It would be my morning break when I would listen to the show and call in.
Well, we encourage anybody to call in if they have a question, comment. We can talk about some stuff. I wanted to start off the show. By the way, we have a guest in the next segment. His name is Barry Griffiths. You might remember him as Mason Ryan from WWE. He was a superstar, an NXT guy. I think he was part of the second. What was that group that Wade Barrett ran?
Nexus.
He was part of the second wave of Nexus guys. He's the one, you know, a lot of people said that he looked like the next Batista, and a lot of people tagged him with that because he was just this super pumped dude. He's actually doing a playing a part in a Circus du Soleil show in Vegas called Ka, and we'll talk about him with it in the next segment with that. But that's exciting. But besides that, let's talk a little bit of pro wrestling. And like we said, George Steele's here next week. He's going to be at Salvatore's this Friday, 5 to 7, 149 East Ridge Road. Why don't we? Oh, I see. Rashawn says the gather around part where they're talking at the beginning. We could add that to our intro. Yeah, you know, idea guys are okay. Thank you. Who knows? We'll take it into account. But let's talk about this past week in wrestling. I want to talk about AJ Styles a little bit. Let's talk a little bit, you know, thoughts on AJ. And right now he's being the main event of Payback May 1st, which we'll be at Salvatore's for if you want to come watch it with us. But he's getting some not great compliments from coworkers about working stiff. Thoughts on that?
Well, he just came from Japan. One of his iconic matches in his last run in Japan was against the King of Strong Style, who's now in NXT. And
yeah, Nakamura. Yeah.
It's a completely different style. He didn't go down to NXT to learn the WWE style because he's worked to TV before and all that good stuff. So there's a transition. These guys are used to not working. They're working light in the WWE as opposed to Japan, where they work a lot stiffer. AJ's got to adjust. And at the same time, these guys got to stop whining like little girls, because wait till they get kicked in the head by Nakamura sometime, and then they can talk about someone being stiff.
That would be my argument. If you think he's stiff, wait until Nakamura comes up, because AJ has experience going light. Nakamura only knows one style.
Yeah, obviously, and we saw that with Sami Zayn in Dallas. So I will say that he's going to have to learn. I mean, you remember some other guys who came up and were strong style.
They always said RVD was stiff.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the guys from Japan, you know, remember Ultimo Dragon, you know, he's too strong style. They got to change the way he does things. And
which is just outrageous because he didn't barely touch anybody half the time he was wrestling.
I know. And people like Super Crazy, you know, from Mexican Luchador, when he was, there's a lot of guys that have gotten that tag on him. Even, you know, some of the guys who were successful. So, I mean, you know, maybe it's something that, you know, they have to take into account. But I watch AJ's work. I mean, it doesn't look.
Who's complaining? I don't think Jericho's going to complain. Jericho's worked stiff around the world before. He knows what it's like.
Well, he has one guy who had a terrible, terrible black eye right before WrestleMania from AJ. So,
but in the same sense, too, the matches with AJ and Jericho, while a few of them were not so good, were some top tier matches that really helped build a great feud, and it pushed Jericho a little bit more into a relevancy, because before that, you know, he was kind of toiling around and just wrestling here and there, but now he's in a larger picture. It looks like he's about to have a nice little fun ride with Dean Ambrose. But yeah, and this is funny because AJ's tiny, and if you look at some of the people he's wrestled, these are big guys.
Oh yeah. He's always been one of the little guys, and that's, I think I said this last week on the show, he was a little guy who was in the main event of every company he's been in, and there's not every little guy can do that. You know, I mean, there's guys like Rey Mysterio in WWE. I mean, you know, obviously when you're, you know, 5'2 or 5'1, whatever he was or is, I mean, but he, you know, someone like Vince, he likes the land of the giants. He likes, you know, but Rey Mysterio happened to come in at a time when they were like shying away from the super over muscular dudes and stuff. And
they needed a Latino superstar to carry the light after the whole Eddie thing.
Yeah, and then of course, and then that followed with CM Punk, who of course wasn't super beefy either. You know, I mean the girls might think he's beefy, but I mean not physically. You know, he's not jacked like this guy Mason Ryan we're gonna have on in the next segment. You know. But and so the thing is, but AJ can work a great match with anybody. I mean, and you know, you saw him in when he was in TNA, and they will never mention that, but he worked with Abyss. Abyss, you know, three times his size at least. You know, he worked with a lot of these guys, put on great matches. Every match was great. You know, I mean, he's just a great worker, and you know, a little stiff. You know, I mean, you have to go. Sometimes a little stiff happens by accident. You know, ask JBL about that. You know, he's kind of a guy who's a little stiff all the time, but. I want to know who's complaining.
Yeah.
He hadn't really wrestled that many people beyond Jericho, and now Kevin Owens once or twice.
Sami Zayn's not saying anything.
Kevin Owens wouldn't say anything.
No, so that's been floating around. But also, what do you think about him getting boosted to the main event in the next pay-per-view? Is this like his peak, and then he's going to get chopped back down to mid-card? Because obviously they're not going to take the belt off of the champion a month into his run.
Well, they need to do something with the... I mean, they didn't have anybody contending for the belt. They had to... put up one of the names. They put up Styles, so this is either going to end up with him uniting with the Bullet Club at the pay-per-view.
But you saw a debut this past week. If you were watching Monday Night Raw, you saw Anderson and you saw
Luke Gallows
showed up, come out of the crowd.
Played it perfectly.
Beat up the Usos.
And they questioned what they were doing, beating up the Usos and all that good stuff, so you could tell they were actually there for a reason, not just to take out tag teams or whatnot, not just showing up again or, you know, showing up to be a tag team. You could tell that they had a, you know, a purpose because they questioned what the purpose was, so they want to make you think that. So if they team up with AJ, that's going to keep AJ as a top tier heel ish type person in the company. But
right now, nobody's done anything.
No.
Nobody's showing.
If they show up, but there's also, you know, rumblings that maybe they're with
Roman Reigns,
or maybe they're with Finn Balor is going to come up, or maybe they're going to just out of nowhere someone's like, hey, maybe it's Seth Rollins because apparently he's ahead in his rehab.
Okay,
it might be Triple H too. It could be some kind of new version of the Authority.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I'm thinking is right now you've got a main event where the guy who's a champion who's supposed to be a face gets booed out
incessantly
from the second he walks out till the second he's done talking to the
he's not a bad guy though.
No, he's not.
He's not a good guy.
He's not a good guy either.
But he's the guy.
He's the guy.
he is no Stone Cold. He's got to stop saying stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, it's like did he get that from The Rock? You know, someone.
Yeah,
you know,
I got it from Rikishi's. Yeah. I did it for The Rock speech.
I did it for The Rock.
I did it for the people.
For the people. I just don't know. You know, the thing is I don't know how WWE brass can sit there and put they're putting a face against him. Who AJ's obviously a face. And they want him to be a face, so you want, but he's getting a boo reaction, so it's like, it just makes me think that this pay-per-view, if it was actually sold on pay-per-view, probably would not draw a lot of numbers, because who cares?
The other thing, too, is, and it concerns me a little bit, this could potentially look bad on AJ, because you've got Roman Reigns, who has, no offense, a very limited set of moves, and he wrestles at a certain pace, and you've got AJ, who can make anybody look good. If that match doesn't go over as well as it should, is the heat going to come down on AJ, or is the heat going to come down on Roman, or is the heat going to come down on both of them? Is it going to?
Well, I'll say one thing: AJ's got like 100 times more experience wrestling than Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns worked for WWE.
If that match doesn't look good, it's going to come down on AJ from the brass. But everyone in the back will know it wasn't AJ who screwed it up.
I mean, he makes great matches. They could put Roman Reigns against any of the great matchmakers in WWE. Kevin Owens, you know, even Chris Jericho. I mean, all those guys just go out there and they can plot out a match to get the fans involved in it, you know? And, we'll see. I mean, being in the main event, he'll get more time. That's for sure. We'll get to see more, AJ stuff. You know, of course, last week, I don't know if you saw on SmackDown, when the tapings came out, apparently everyone said AJ fell on his head when he was taking on Del Rio. But if you watched it real close
on
TV.
That was completely blown out of proportion. Yeah. It's like, because the story when it came out was AJ got dropped on his head and he grabbed his neck immediately. And then they went to a roll-up finish, which made it sound like they went to a quick finish.
No,
they
5 minutes
another
later.
5 minutes. Yeah. And he took all of Del Rio's moves. And then went into the roll-up.
Anytime there's any kind of implied injury at all right now, it's news. Because of the other news that happened this week with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt got hurt on tour in Europe. And we saw the injury. It was a torn quad. Is that's what it looks like it was.
Calf.
Calf. Okay. I knew it's somewhere down in his leg because the way he stopped.
He's been officially sent home because there was an article on it this morning where he was apparently supposed to wrestle last night and someone ended up covering for him twice and wrestled twice.
Yeah, they actually have to send out, I guess Triple H is going out to wrestle some of the European matches now against Dean Ambrose in place of the main event that they had planned, Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns, which actually Bray Wyatt tagged with him in this past week. So
yeah,
they
completely went face with the Wyatt family, but on the tour they're still having them.
Yeah.
Are they behind in their Raws or something or not caught up yet?
That's what I'm thinking. They're like a month behind. We got a call from George who has a question about independent wrestling. George, what's up, buddy?
Hi. Yes. I was wondering, I know the Ultimate Wrestling is a show in folks like in this month or next month, I can't remember what's in the paper, but I was wondering, would they be having everything in June, if you know, if they would or not?
I don't know. Well, George, we'll look it up, man. Just keep listening. We'll look it up, and Danger Boy will find out about the Ultimate Wrestling. Not that, because his dad might be the champ there or anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you for calling, George. We'll keep listening. We'll get the information for you. 2-2-2-12-8. Am I like giving a little insight to what the real world goes like in the world of wrestling? Yes. Will you look that up for me?
I'll try to find it.
It's on a very slow machine.
Yes.
George, 2-2-2-12-8 star 12 is the number. If you have a question or if you want to text us, you can text us at that number. And yes, a sad thing happened this past week, and I'm going to talk about it as we go into commercial break. Balls Mahoney passed away. You might remember Balls from ECW, and he had a nice run in WWE for he was like the last ECW guy left in WWE.
Yeah, they did that whole thing with Kelly Kelly too.
Yeah, she was like in love with him.
Yeah,
I dug him. Every time we met him, he was very, very cool. I loved the dude, man, and it's really sad that he passed away. I haven't really heard. I heard he had a terrible fall like a week ago, and then I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened either. But that's within the last month and a half. That's Balls and Axel both.
Yeah, both chair swinging freaks are gone. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, actually, I have an ID from them. Unfortunately, that it's kind of sad, you know, that the ID. I'll play it. Maybe I'll see if I can find it before the show ends. If not, I'll run it sometime soon. But it's really pretty sad. But when we go to break,
I have found the information.
Okay, George, are you listening?
Ultimate Wrestling is running in Phelps on June 18th. They're also running June 4th in Palmyra, and then again in August in Phelps.
Okay, so the George, you'll have plenty of, what's it called again, UW Wrestling?
Yes.
Coming ahead, but when we go to break, you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Well, I'm upper, upper class, high society. God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls.
A talent like mine comes around once every 76 years. A talent like Sami Zayn, once or twice a week.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
Call myself because I'm sick of this. So you know what? Shane, with all due respect, because I have to say that, what happens to Sami Zayn later tonight, it's on your pretty little gray hair.
Matt, I have no problem with you doing your own thing. My problem is with you trying to disgrace that world title. That title is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than him. That title is a symbol that represents who is the very best in this business.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Danger Boy and Scott B. from Henrietta. What do you like being called better? Scott? Just Scott?
Just Scott.
Just Scott from Henrietta?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the show. We got an interview in just a minute here, but we got to do our plugs real quick first. And don't forget that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Come meet George the Animal Steel Friday, April 22nd. That's this Friday. Yes, he's going to be with us Saturday in the studio, which we're really excited. Love getting Hall of Famers here in the studio. But he's going to be at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, Friday, April 22nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. On your way home from work, pick up a pizza and get a little signature from George the Animal Steel. I think that's pretty cool. Also, Danger Boy, you read that Flower City Comic Con again?
Flower City Comic Con is April 23rd and 24th at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. Joining us for the weekend are Walter Jones, who is Zach the Black Ranger, and Karen Ashley, who played the Yellow Ranger Aisha. Gigi Edgley, who played Chiana on Farscape, among other TV appearances. WWE legend, Hall of Famer, George Animal Steel. Voice actor Jim Cummings, who you might remember as Darkwing Duck, and many more. There will be gaming, a starship simulator, free zombie makeovers, lots of vendors selling things from comics and memorabilia, photo ops with Kit from Knight Rider, which I'm looking forward to, and the TARDIS, panels on topics like cosplay, CW Supernatural, Doctor Who, and more. That's Saturday, April 23rd, 10 to 7, and Sunday the 24th, 11 to 5. Go to fc3rock.com for more details. We will see you there.
And we're giving away a couple pairs of tickets later on the show. I'm just doing my little vaudevillians dance here the whole time that this is going on, but we gotta get to
it's not very manly though.
No, it's not.
It's me, I'm goofy that way, you know that. But we gotta get to our guests on the line, so why don't you hang on. We got the lines loaded, so we're gonna go real quick to the phones after we're done talking with Mr. Mason Ryan. Once we get him on the line, I gotta make sure this thing works. You there, brother? Joining us is former WWE superstar Mason Ryan, now going by his birth name, Barry Griffiths, and Barry is part of a show entitled Ka by Cirque du Soleil at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Thank you so much for the time today, Barry.
Absolutely. Rich, thanks for having me.
Not a problem at all. How did your path lead from the WWE to Cirque du Soleil?
Well, that's a good question, because some people would argue that, you know, it's their worlds apart, but I would actually argue that they're not, you know. So basically what happened was, after I left WWE, I was wrestling independently, so I'm all over the world. I was going to Japan quite often, and to the UK a lot, and Europe, and also wrestling all over the US. So, you know, I was pretty busy. And one day I got a call from WWE's offices, and they said, they left me a voicemail saying that they had a job opportunity for me. So, okay, I thought that sounds interesting. So I called them back, and they said that Cirque du Soleil had contacted them looking for possibly a wrestler to fill one of the roles they had in one of the shows. So, okay, I thought that was great. They asked me to send my information over, my bio, my pictures and videos, etc., and they passed it on to Cirque du Soleil. So then Cirque contacted me about coming out to Vegas for an audition, which, you know, of course, I jumped at the chance, and then the audition process itself was actually quite funny, because it ended up being four of us, and all four of us were all former wrestlers. We're still wrestlers, but, you know, all wrestlers auditioning for the part, which was quite funny, you know. And as you can imagine, you know, we all knew each other, so, you know, we got quite competitive with each other. But the audition process itself was, you know, also a lot of fun. It was actually very pleasurable, considering, you know, the what was at stake. But, you know, we all came here, we were all friends, so we all had fun. And also, Cirque du Soleil themselves, the people conducting the interview and the audition, made it feel like a fun day, you know. There wasn't that hostile environment or anything like that. So basically, we got here, and they did some physical stuff with us to start off. We, you know, we proved that we were physically fit enough, which we all were. And then they took us into the theater, and then we got to, all four big wrestlers got to act like big kids, because we got to jump into airbags and, you know, jump from the stage into even bigger airbags, and we just wanted to do it over and over and over again until they had to say, okay, enough for that. We got to move on to actually know, but it, that was a fun event. Today we did some sort of character role-playing stuff. That was it. And I left thinking, you know, okay, if I get this role, fantastic. Be part of such an amazing show and be part of such a great company. So here I am.
Very cool. I was going to say, now that you got the part, who were the other three, the other guys that were wrestlers? Can you tell us?
I signed a disclaimer. No, I'm joking. One was Chris Masters.
Okay.
The other one was Lance Hoyt, who's also called Vance Archer. And the other guy was Alex Jones, who used to go as he was only at NXT, but he was on NXT a little bit as Tony McFarlane.
Okay, cool. Well, now what's the part that you got in the Circus du Soleil? What the show Ka? What is your part in the whole performance?
So I play the part of the Chief Archer, who's basically in charge of a gang of wild archers. You know, it's sort of a little bit Mad Max in the way that, you know, they're a gang of sort of outlaws who, you know, I rule by my physical presence and my physical power, and you know. But they're all, you know, they're a gang of wildlings, and you know, they're hard to control, but I try and control them, and you know, we're basically trying to take over the empire, and you know, it ends up being a lot of little fight scenes that I'm involved with, and I throw a bunch of guys around, and you know, show people my power and my strength. But there's a little twist at the end, but you know, if you want to find out what that is, you'll have to come see the show. But yeah, basically more than anything, you know, I'm just a big bad guy, really.
Okay, very cool. Now, and people can go see the show. If they want to get tickets, they go to ka.com or mgmgrand.com. But now, this show is so popular that, I mean, Marvel Comics had made a four-episode adaptation of it. So it shows you that this is something, an exciting show. How long were you rehearsing before you finally got to you get to debut? How long was it a period of going through rehearsals?
Well, it was probably, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks, I'd say, maybe a little less. But it all started, I went to Montreal for a week to start off with, which was cool, to the headquarters in Montreal, you know, where I did a lot of fittings, did some physical stuff, and, you know, did some paperwork, and et cetera. And then I came here to Vegas. I think I was probably training for 2 or 3 weeks here in actually Vegas before I was thrown in at the deep end, you know. But you know, they have a great staff here who really prepped me for the role and really trained me properly. And you know, when the time came for my debut, you know, even though it was, you know, a different to what I've used to in some ways, and a lot of ways it was similar, I was more than ready for that night, you know. And I was also the cast here, you know, everyone here is so helpful, and I got so much help from other people, you know, the other performers. They helped me so much getting ready for that night, you know, telling me what to expect and kind of giving me little tips here and there. But yeah, it all happened pretty quickly, really, thinking back, you know.
Very cool. Now, just a brief thing about before I let you go about WWE. When you were in WWE, a lot of people tagged you as the next Batista. Did you feel that was unfair when you were in the company?
I didn't think it was unfair. You know, it's, you know, the fans pay their money. They have the right to think whatever they want, and cheer for whoever they want. It never really affected me. I think people thought it affected me a lot more than it did, you know, but I never paid any attention to it, you know. Batista in his own right was a good champion. He, you know, he was a multi-time world heavyweight champion, and he had a great career, and has since gone on then to, you know, to be a superstar in movies and that. So I always just did my own thing, you know. All I could do was be me. All I tried to be was Mason Ryan or Barry Griffiths and be myself. I could see the similarities in that, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm sure we're different people, and I am who I am, you know, that's what it was, really.
That's true. Well, we are big fans, and we loved your run in, you know, that you were there. Unfortunately, I think injuries kind of curtailed you a few times in getting pushes there. I believe I'm correct with that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I kind of had a bit of a tear in the hamstring, had a really bad time right before I was due to wrestle Cena on on the main event of Monday Night Raw, and then I was supposed to do to fly right out to Australia and do the Australian tour, so I kind of missed out on that. But, you know, injuries and people say luck and all this and that, but I feel I'm very lucky, you know, because to be where I am right now, maybe if things had gone differently, I wouldn't be talking to you right now, you know, as a Cirque employee and as, you know, a performer in car. And I'm beyond happy with where I am. You know, I don't look back and think if or anything like that. If anything, I look forward and, you know, think of what the future holds. And the future, you know, is very exciting for me. And I'm so happy to be doing what I do and to be performing every night. I mean, you know, part of this great, great show that people absolutely love. You know, I get stopped all the time by people telling me how much they absolutely love the show. Anytime I'm somewhere and I kind of tell them what they do, people are like, wow, I absolutely love that show. So, you know, I'm very, very proud of what I'm doing and where I am.
Very cool. I'm going to let you go with this. I saw a tweet by a friend of yours, Charlotte, who's a WWE Women's Champion. She bumped into you last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said she used to be your roommate, so I thought that was pretty cool that she tweeted out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be talking to him, so I might as well mention that. But that was really cool. I want people.
Yeah. So let me just say how happy I am to see that she's doing great. We used to be roommates with her, you know, back in NXT days. And, you know, I've seen how hard she works and how determined she is to be, you know, one of the greatest women's champions of all time. I really think she's on the way to do that, you know. And I saw her Friday. We went to the gym and I had some food together. So she's a good friend, you know. She's good friends with my fiance and everything as well. So yeah, she's, you know, I'm so happy for her.
Very cool. I want to thank you for the time, and also wanted to let people know that to get tickets, you can go to see the former WWE Mason Ryan. He's now by his real name, Barry Griffiths, as the Archer, in Ka at www.ka.com and mgmgraham.com. Thank you so much for the time, man. Best of luck with the show, and who knows, we may see you around in this world of wrestling again someday.
who knows? Thank you, Rich.
Thank you. Very cool, Barry. Thank you so much for the time. We got calls on the line. Before we go to break, real quick, we're going to go to Steve in Bristol. Steve, what's happening, my man?
Yes, there's wrestling tonight, 6 o'clock. It's $12 to get in, but I don't know. The problem is I don't know if it's in Phelps or Lions. My buddy, he was wrestling for him, and now he's doing commentary for him.
Oh, yeah?
Broadcasting, yep.
Oh, very cool.
And I don't know what – it's an independent, obviously, but I don't know what independent it is.
That's UW as well.
That's UW as well, yeah. Yep. So you're just making it cloudier. We thought we knew what we were talking about, but now you just made us doubt what we were saying.
Well, I don't know. I heard what you said. I didn't hear all that. I have a question. Zack Ryder, now, he became, what, United States or the Intercontinental at WrestleMania, and he lost it the next night? Is that correct?
One day, yes.
Oh, my God. What was the thought on that? What was the...
They want to move. I mean, there's a lot of injuries, and so they have to elevate some people up. People love the guy. They gave him a chance. He held a belt for a day. Then they're starting a feud with The Miz. So maybe they, you know, see if they can, like, you know, spark some stuff. He's got that Hulk Hogan black beard too. Doesn't it look like that? You know, Hulk Hogan used to look like he spray painted his beard black. That's what
looks like. I get it. Now I got another question, Rich. How old was Balls Mahoney when he passed away? You said he passed away here.
He was 44.
Oh, my God, he was young. Now, who was he wrestling with? I don't remember. You mentioned another guy he was wrestling with.
Balls Mahoney and Axel Rotten were a tag team, and both of them passed away in the last few months. They wrestled for ECW as well as WWE. When WWE started the ECW brand, they brought Balls in, and I kind of dug what he was doing because he's like very Mick Foley-ish, not a handsome man, very kind of gruff, and they paired him up with the hottest girl on the show. I thought that was great. So, I mean, he will definitely be missed. Steve, thank you so much for calling. One more call before we go to break. We got Rashawn from Maryland, Virginia, someplace. Okay, what's up, buddy?
Today I'm in West Virginia right now.
Okay.
So I'm traveling, of course. Well, no, I had an epiphany, and I wanted to share it with you guys. But first off, obviously, I guess I'm the only person texting and trying to be funny and failing miserably at it today. So, anyway.
Yeah, I haven't. 222-1280, star 1280, if you want to, you know, trump what Mr. Rashawn just said. So go ahead.
But no, I had a little bit of an epiphany about Monday Night Raw and the viewership loss, and it kind of came to me, so I just wanted to share it with everybody. And we know the WWE surrogates monitor this show, so hey, maybe what I got to say will affect something on it. But it's not just general complaining. I realize that while viewership is going down has been basically because of viewer fatigue. You have a 3-hour show and it's just, it gets so long and drawn out, you get fatigue from it. But then at the same time, I've also spoken many times about how you got to have a lot more character development going on the show. And I was just thinking back to the early 90s and even, you know, mid 90s when in the world of wrestling, where everything that was on TV didn't have a storyline on it. They just went out there and had a match.
Yeah.
You know, and they have, and the roster is so huge right now, even with the speculation about another brand split, the roster would still be absolutely huge. And what would be wrong with just throwing some matches out there, letting some of these guys that are stuck in the mid-card that you only see when they're breaking up a fight, you know, or in the back area in a suit, just let them put on a match, display themselves, just a match. Nothing behind it, no crazy angle.
Well,
who cares who's the heel in the face? Just do that every now and then. That would help get rid of some of the viewer fatigue, because you would actually have something entertaining the entire time instead of Michael Cole doing the fifth recap for the first hour.
You know, a lot of those guys are on the pre-show. They're on the road shows. And I will say one thing. In the past 2-3 weeks, we've had more new wrestlers on TV getting their debuts and starting to get their feet wet in the WWE storytelling that we haven't seen that in forever.
Not this many.
No. And so, I mean, you can't say that these people aren't being used when everyone out, the main events are all hurt. So you've got all these guys coming up.
Another thing is when they did just those regular matches, you would get, like on Saturday Morning Superstars, you'd get, you know, 8 matches that were squash matches. You'd have one of the guys killing either an enhancement talent or a jobber.
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Brawl. They don't have jobbers anymore.
Yeah, and they would have, like, you've got the one, you know, you say these matches mean nothing, but if one guy goes and beats guys week after week after week after week, it's kind of building that character up. So it does mean something.
On those shows, you would only really have one match between two guys who had any credence, though.
Yeah, you're right. And it would be like the one at the very end. But Rashawn, thanks for calling, man. 222-1280, Star Trophy's number. We got a break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. You better give respect, cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No, they don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They looking scared, no, they don't really want none. This is the highlight reel. Don't you touch my potted plant.
You got a fight over agronomy?
This is the highlight reel. It's my show.
Oh, you didn't get the memo?
Oh, hold on a second. I got it right here. This is straight from Shane McMahon himself. There you go. This is a California speeding ticket. Actually, I need that. Hold on.
Whoops.
It's a long night. Here we go. Straight from Shane O'Mac himself. To whom it may concern, effective immediately, the highlight reel with Chris Jericho has been canceled and will be replaced by the Ambrose Asylum. Tonight, I give to you the gift of Jericho. Drink it in.
Well, you really think you can compete here in the big leagues against someone like Alberto Del Rio, do you? Y claro, sí. Everywhere I go, people, they just want to talk about AJ Styles. Like I care who you are. But it made me think, can all this hype be real? So I said to myself, Alberto, why don't we face him in the ring tonight? But now, I don't think I have to do that, because from here, standing here, I can see it. I can smell it. You don't belong here, perro.
Hi, this is the Monster Abyss from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Woo. All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. By the way, if you could hear in Alberto Del Rio's voice, he was kind of standing over AJ. He's kind of looking down at him like he's saying, you're a little guy, and that's why you don't deserve to be here. So I think that was the implied thing that was going on there. So pretty wild, man. 222-1280, Star Toys number if you want to get in. We got one more break real quick. But before we go there, I want you to know that Flower City Comic Con is April 23rd and 24th. at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. Joining us for the weekend are Walter Jones. You might remember him as the Black Power Ranger. Karen Ashley, who was the Yellow Power Ranger. We've got two Power Rangers here. Better be no crime going on during that, because all they got to do is
don't show
they
up.
They got a Murph, or Morph, I mean. And we have some problems going on. Of course, Gigi Edgley, who played Chiana on Farscape, amongst other things. WWF legend George Animal Steel, WWE Hall of Famer, too. Voice actor Jim Cummings, who you might remember as Darkwing Duck, and many more. There'll be gaming, Starship Simulator, free zombie makeovers, lots of vendors selling things from comics to memorabilia, photo ops with Kit from Knight Rider, the TARDIS, panels on topics like cosplay, CW's and Supernatural, Doctor Who, and more. And in fact, there'll be a panel with George Animal Steel, and I'll be part of that. That's Saturday, April 23rd, 10 to 7, Sunday, the 24th, 11 to 5. Go to fc3rock.com. For more information, we will see you there. And we're going to, before this commercial break, we're going to give away tickets. So, but before we do that, we got Dave from Henrietta on the line. Dave, how's it going? How are you doing today, sir? I'm sorry, Dave from Parts Unknown. Oops, I don't want people to find you.
Yeah. Exactly. First of all, I have to say that Stephanie has been supplanted as the hottest female on WWE television.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion, my man, but go ahead.
Renee Young just keeps getting hotter and hotter every
I know.
Week.
Dean Ambrose is a lucky man.
Was he lucky man?
What do you mean was? They're still together.
No, they broke up a while ago.
That's funny because she was spending Vegas with him like a week ago.
Maybe they got back together, but they had broken up at one point.
Oh, man. I know. I've seen the pictures of her with the Bellas and the other girls from the Total Divas show, which now is going to have to be called the Totals Women Champion show. Is that what we're going to call it now?
Sure.
Because there's no more Divas belt. But yeah, no, she is. And you know what? She's actually replied to us before when we tweeted to her, because she's from Toronto, not far from here. So, but yeah, I agree with you 100%, Dave. In fact, I agree with you. Except for the Stephanie McMahon part, because she never was the hottest in my list.
You know, as far as it seems like they're trying to make Dean Ambrose more like Roddy Piper. You know, they're giving him his own show now. But the thing about the shows is they got to take them out of the ring. They need a set somewhere near the back, like a Piper's Pit, to where somebody can come from beyond backstage and surprise somebody, because if somebody comes out to the ring, you see it coming. And if they're gonna have these shows, they have to do it at a different point where you can't see anybody coming.
Well, let's be serious for a second, Dave. What do you mean shows? It's an interview segment that happens once every 5 weeks. You know, it's like there's no show involved here. The Ambrose Asylum or whatever they call it may show up once or twice again, but it's just silly to think that that's a real show, because I don't see it on my schedule on my TV guide schedule. You know,
no, I mean it's part of the thing. And if you think back to going back to classic superstars, Andre the Giant coming out with Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Well, they used to make big deals out of things like the flower shop and stuff like that. They would say, and they're special tonight in Rochester. We're going to have the flower shop, you know, in the segment, and we're going to do the barber shop and stuff like that. Now these just kind of pop in the middle of segments. It's like it's kind of like lazy writing for the writers.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll let Jericho come out, and we just want him to make this point, so we'll do his show or something, you know?
Right. Well, I'm saying it could be better, but of course, it's WWE. And by the way, who's the schizophrenic who's writing the thing? Because you have all these new people coming out, and Roman Reigns is still your champion.
Boo!
I mean,
sorry.
Eventually, I guess it's gonna all figure out. I still think that Roman Reigns and the Usos are gonna go heel, and then if you have Styles join the Bullet Club, then you're going to have that kind of faction going together.
Well, I mean, that's what everybody's hoping for. That's for sure, Dave. I mean, because the pieces are in place now, as they say. And even Finn Balor could even make an appearance. But
it'd be better if they did Reigns with the Bullet Club guys now.
Yeah, it would be. Because
the Usos.
Because you know what? Turn those boos into louder boos.
Yes.
You know, so Dave, thank
have
you so
boo
much.
Have them boo for a reason instead of just booing because they hate you.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay, we're going to go to break right now. 222-1280 Star Toy is the number. Right now, callers 12 and 13. I got two pairs of tickets to the Flower City Comic Con. That's next weekend, the 23rd and 24th. And I got two pairs of tickets. So if you're caller 12 and 13, they're yours. And you can't have won in the last 60 days. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Yeah.
tonight, Zayn is going to feel the pain.
Hey, this is Brett the Hitman Hart. You're listening to the Pain Clinic.
I kind of like Chris Jericho saying, Zayn is going to feel the pain. That's the only reason I ran that. But welcome back to the show. Got 2 minutes left right now. Keep trying. Call 222-1280, star 1280. What did we miss on the news? Bray Wyatt injured, if you missed earlier in the show. Bilal Mahoney passed away this past week. Very sad. Looks like the Divas, Brie Bella, you know, she's done with WWE. So Brie Bella is... they're going to start a Total Bella show apparently on the E Network. A show made for the artiste. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
CM Punk and Mickey Galley, the fight that was supposed to happen in UFC, is still going to happen now, according to Mickey Galley. He said he's just waiting for Punk to come back from his injury. You saw Kota Ibushi on the NXT TakeOver in Dallas. Kota, a lot of people say Kota wouldn't have been shown on TV unless Kota had signed a deal, and Kota was shown on TV. So you put two and two together when we will see Kota Ibushi. Or I just call it, think what they call him, Ibushi, right? Right, Scott?
Right.
Ibushi, yeah. You are a diehard, right?
I am a diehard, yes.
You're a diehard a lot of things. You also really dig what we were talking about before we started today, the Lucha
Underground.
Yes.
The ratings are not going well, so if anybody wants real wrestling, Lucha Underground is fantastic. It's cheesy show. It's Telemundo, but it has great matches.
Very cool. So don't forget, next week on this show, George the Animal Steel will be in the studio with us, and you can meet him this Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. George Animal Steel will be there 5 to 7. Stop on your way home, grab a pizza for the family, get an autograph from George the Animal Steel. Shake his hand, you know. Maybe he'll eat a turnbuckle for you.
Yeah.
You never know.
I wouldn't mind seeing him try to tackle a pizza.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we're going to find out next week where the green tongue came from.
Yep.
When he's up in the studio with us. We got a WWE Hall of Famer joining us in the studio on Saturday, but next Saturday. But if you want to meet him Friday, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 5P to 7P, 149 East Ridge Road. Just stop in, say hi. So some other things, Seth Rollins, WWE superstar Seth Rollins, looks like he's going off to make a movie called Temple. Or no, the movie, what's the movie called? I can't remember the title. Maybe it is Temple.
It is Temple.
Yeah, and so he's going to be gone for a little bit longer. But we got to get out of here. So next weekend's the Flower City Comic Con. And keep calling for those tickets. You are listening to Pain Clinic. Check us out online at thepainclinic.net. Be our friend on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We'll see you next week, folks. And thank you, Scott. Appreciate the time, sir.
Anytime.
All right, you can always fill Mark's seat.
Anytime.